This is The Lava Lamp Knocks Twice, a Star Wars, Clone Wars, Star Wars prequels era fanfic written by Draconic Sock Puppet and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for murder, Sith holocrons. Summary. After the Chancellor's untimely death, Mace Windu makes a social visit. Mace Windu pinched the bridge of his nose. Chancellor Palpatine had been found dead inside his chambers after missing 3 check-ins with his security in a row. The door was locked and sealed, the privacy screen up. Security vids had been sliced. One moment the Chancellor had been working, the next he was spread out across his desk, a pool of blood slowly spreading beneath his head. The most secure location in Coruscant. Possibly the most secure location in the galaxy. And yet. The only clue was the sudden disappearance of one of the Chancellor's prized Nabooan lava lamps. But such devices were common in upper-class Nabooan homes. Why, Senator Amidala herself had 4 that he could see from his seat in her parlor, all of them indistinguishable from the Chancellor's. That does sound frustrating, the senator told him as she poured another cup of tea for them both, fingers resting lightly on the lid of the teapot. And there are no leads?
I assure you, we will discover the culprit and bring them to justice,
Mace said, then took a sip. Of course, Master Jedi, Senator Amidala said, her presence as placid and unbowed as ever. I know you will do your best. Mace eyed her curiously. There was no fear there, or sorrow for her longtime mentor, only calm acceptance. How odd. Thank you for bringing me this news. The senator's mouth curled into a smile as they finished their tea together. I'm sure you must be very busy. Mace took the hint and took his leave. As the door slid shut behind him, Senator Amidala stood and pressed her hand to a particular divot in the intricate plaster swirls decorating the wall. A section of the wall sank in and fell open, a hidden door leading into a dark and cramped stairwell, descending step by step to a blank wall. Peace is a lie, Padme Naberi said, her cadence measured like she was reciting poetry. Perhaps she was. The wall spiraled open. In the center of her study was a simple table, and on it, Senator Palpatine's missing lamp. The fluid inside gave a burble and began to glow and shift, lighting the room in red. Padme ran her hands down its sides, and her nimble fingers found the latch. Within the base was a cube of ancient metal, tarnished by millennia spent immersed in the seawater of Manan. The lost holocron of Darth Revan, she murmured. Mine at last. Check and mate, my master. Try to turn her Anakin, would he? After these years of war, these years of carefully cultivating rebellion against the meaningless rules of the Jedi, gently feeding the dreams of freedom in his heart. Anakin had been born to free the slaves of Tatooine, not become one. Well, Sidious had never understood the code. Only a fool would use the dark side to enslave others. But she knew better. The Jedi would never see their doom, nor how balance returned to the galaxy as they withered and fell. Padme Naberi, senator from Naboo, scion of the line of Bane, smiled. She had an election to win, and an order to destroy, and a line brother to bring to heel. And then? Always 2 there are, a master and an apprentice.
Perhaps Tyrannus would be worth keeping. Or perhaps she would teach Anakin how chains are broken. The end.